Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A New York school district is now asking children if they are, quote, gender fluid or non-binary. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Well, parents in Charlotte, North Carolina are deeply upset because their sixth graders were asked about their sexual orientation and gender identity. You know, it used to be, and obviously it's pretty common sense, that you're asked whether you're male or female. There's only two choices, frankly. No matter how many choices the radicals want to ultimately divine, there's only two choices. It's either male or female. But in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, they say that sex and gender survey that was given out was part of Title IX's requirement. That's what they told the local television, WBTV. And they said the survey is voluntary, not mandatory. Matt, Title IX has nothing to do with this. Title IX is a federal law that applies to schools, and it applies to prohibit discrimination on the basis of race or sex within the schools. It doesn't require that you give these kinds of surveys out. This is just misinformation, frankly, fake news from the Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools.
Yeah, and these gender dysphoric children in these schools are treating adults, you know, blocking their as teenagers or late teenagers, blocking their puberty through puberty blocking drugs, mastectomies on 13-year-old girls and things of this nature. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about sterilizing children and walking them down that path toward the sterilization. And we know the statistics, Matt. Over 80% of young kids who may have some gender confusion, they come out of it. They finally come into alignment with their natural born sex. And for them to say Title IX addresses this fiction, this modern fiction called transgenderism, to say that men or boys pretending to be girls are somehow protected as girls under Title IX, it completely defeats the purpose for Title IX.
Yeah, so here's some of the questions, and you have to, like, fill in the circle. How do you describe your gender identity? Check one. Male, female, non-binary, gender fluid. We're talking about sixth graders. Are you non-binary? Are you neither male nor female? Or are you fluid? You kind of float all over the place. And here's another one. Do you identify as transgender? Yes, no, not sure. Unbelievable. And then they have, which of the following best describes your sexual orientation? And they have a list here. And they've got several lists,
straight, gay, lesbian, bisexual, pansexual, asexual, on and on it goes.
Yeah. And and then also questioning my sexual orientation. And then other, there's always that other. You have no idea. So you don't even know if you're questioning. You don't know if you're straight. You don't know if you're homosexual.
You don't know if you're asexual. The catch-all. You don't know if you're a turnip. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have this other. Now, what good is that going to do? Sixth graders. Now, the parents were never notified of this. Never notified of it. So they're
circumventing parental rights.
Yeah. The kids get this survey. And in fact, one middle school teacher said that he realized something was different about the school climate survey. They call it a climate survey. I don't know if it's about climate change. I think it's more about the climate of the school. I don't know. He said it was something different when a student asked him, "Hey, teacher, what is asexual mean?" And the teacher's like, "Where'd that come from?" Well, it's in the survey. Well, the teacher had no idea. The school gave that out. What is asexual? They're asking the question, well, They're asking kids. They're putting thoughts into these kids' mind. And now the school district says that it's launched an investigation into the survey, and they're trying to find out who was responsible for writing the questions. Well, this is in no way related to Title IX. This has nothing to do with federal law.
Yeah. Now, this is a means of indoctrination, and they wonder why, you know, we kind of rail against the government school system as indoctrination centers. This is a, you know, you think about in polling, with election polling, there's something called push polling, where they frame questions, they ask yeah. questions in a way in order to try to influence the public, not actually get put their finger on the pulse of where the public stands. This is like a push poll. This is to get these radical postmodern sexual anarchist views in the minds of these kids, and to get these kids questioning. And kids are very impressionable. We know that. So some of these kids, you know, it's hip to be LGBTQ these days. And so kids will identify as non-binary for the attention that is associated with that. And so this is pure indoctrination, and there should be an investigation. And frankly, you know, somebody needs to be held accountable.
Well, there is a federal law, the Pupil Protection Act, that says that schools can't ask questions about sex. And that's what they're doing. So uh-huh. they are clearly violating a federal law that's been in existence for some time. And that law came out some years ago before it was this whole LGBT issue that was now starting to infiltrate the schools. It was done because of schools asking intrusive questions about sex. When did you have your first sexual encounter? And other kinds of things. The same kind of questions that you just talked about, where they asked a question and expect the student to give the answer that they want. And here, you know, you have sixth graders. So imagine girls at sixth grade. And, you know, girls have close friendships with other girls. They hang around other girls. They're best friends with other girls. And so forth. And now they're asking a sixth grader, well, what best describes your sexual orientation? Well, gee, I have a lot of girlfriends, more girlfriends than I have guy friends. Well, maybe I'm gay or lesbian. No, you're just going through the natural growing up period of being a girl. And the same thing for being a guy. But they're putting these ideas in their head, and they're indoctrinating them, and they're not providing any notice to the parents. Frankly, they shouldn't have the survey at all. It's let alone have notice to the parents. I don't care if they give notice to the parents. They shouldn't have it at all. They shouldn't even yeah. get to the fact that they need to give notice to the parents, because without notice or with notice, this has no business being in school. It's even worse when they put it on the kids without the parents' knowledge.
Yeah, so it's trampling on the children, but it's also trampling on parental rights and the right of a parent to oversee the rearing of their children. And there was just an article recently published in the Journal of Medical Ethics that advocates for treating a parent's refusal to allow what proponents call gender-affirming yeah. medical interventions. We're talking about castration. We're talking about removing healthy breasts and dangerous hormone-blocking treatments. They're calling for this to be determined as child neglect.
Right.
That warrants calling the authorities from medically assisted gender affirmation when children and parents disagree. So think about what happens with child neglect. Social services gets involved.
Social services come in, the child
gets taken away.
They take
your children. That's where they're going with this, Matt. That's yeah. where they're going with this.
And we're talking about, you know, they're putting that on the same level as you're not feeding your child. You know, they're starving. You're feeding them just, you know, crumbs, and they're starving, and you're doing abuse. So, you know, you have to get them out of the house, put them in a foster care situation. And if you don't rehabilitate, parent, we're going to take the child away. We're going to sever your parental rights and put this child up for adoption. And if a parent doesn't say, okay, you won, I'm going to move forward and allow the doctors to mutilate my child, if they don't say that, then they haven't changed their mind, and they're going to remove that child from the home.
That is the goal. That's where they're going.
This is the threat that is very serious to religious freedom. And that's why we want to bring this information to you. Find out what's going on in your schools. It may surprise you. It may shock you. But don't sit back and do nothing. Let us know. Get involved. Go to the school boards. Find out what's happening. Look at the curriculum. You can inspect the curriculum, find out what's going on in these schools, even if you don't have children in the public schools. you're a citizen and there are public records laws allowing you to be able to get the public records of these schools. Find out and protect the children. Get us involved. Call us at 407-875-1776 or go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Frankly, I think the pendulum will be swinging the other way. This insanity will reach its limit, but don't get discouraged. Continue to fight for sanity, common sense, and for Judeo-Christian values. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.